All right, we're ready. Okay, good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. It is 8:30 in the morning, and we're in the BCC conference room for a general discussion. President's Commissioner Hare, Commissioner Morgan, and Commissioner DeYoung. We just want to discuss the presentation during weekly business session. It was brought to our attention that Pacific Power and Light, tomorrow we have the second reading of the ordinance regarding smart meters, and we have under 1A, we'll have an informational presentation by Wally Hicks, our county legal counsel, and Pacific Power and Light wanted to have a short presentation, also an information presentation by Scott Bolton, Pacific Power Senior Vice President of External Affairs and Customer Relations. And when Wally Hicks, when Councilor Hicks and I met with Christina Kruger and one of PP&L's attorneys, she evidently got the impression that they were going to be able to have a presentation. So that's why this is brought up. I don't think it's normal that we do this, but as far as it goes, I just want to know if the other two commissioners, I don't have a problem with them giving a short presentation.
I do. I want to know where they're at with the negotiations they promised. I want to know with regards to their letter, what they were going to have to us by tomorrow. The presentation's not the appropriate time for them to bring that stuff up. That was to be negotiated through you and Councilor Hicks. So to me, this sabotages those negotiation efforts if they haven't presented the solutions that they said they would have to us.
I haven't seen anything from them other than the letter that we got from that we all got from them stating that we're wrong and that, you know, the PUC is the one that does that.
We got a letter like that?
We got a letter from,
I didn't see that letter.
From Pacific Carolina. Yeah,
it's on my chair.
We had it last week, but yeah, I think it undermines the ability to keep negotiating if that's necessary. And that happens after the second reading. We've already received a presentation from Pacific Power, and that was pretty clear. They weren't looking for any specific information from us. They were just telling us the lay of the land. Well, to a degree, we're pushing back, and that is where I think we are today. I don't know. There's one other situation that I can remember the board proposing an ordinance, and that was nearly 8 years ago, 7 years ago. And there was an opportunity to present, but there was a balance of time. And so there was about a half an hour that was afforded the proponents of an ordinance, and then a half an hour given to the opponents of an ordinance. That was not a good use of time, in my opinion, of the board and the counties. It's really our board meeting. It's not for the public, so to speak. And I think we are all dialed in on where Pacific Power is. They corresponded with us in that well-thought-out three-page letter that they sent. And there they alluded to the idea of potentially litigating our actions if we move forward with the second reading. When you call to that degree, I think the opportunity for the board to really negotiate without legal counsel in the right situation, the weekly business session isn't an appropriate setting for that. So they made their presentation to the public like they did at the fairgrounds. I think Commissioner Morgan's right. That's not the opportunity to negotiate any kind of if we were to do some sort of a settlement on where they are. Another thing with I think I would be opposed to having them present.
Or have it after the hearing's over, after the, you know, and, but does public have the same opportunity?
We don't need to facilitate that. That's Pacific Power's responsibility. There is some suggested changes that I have gone over with Councilor Hicks on our proposed ordinance. I think we want to really steer clear of the element of refining rates and fees. In fact, I would suggest we don't mention those elements at all.
And what, where are you at?
Well, is this something we'll need to bring tomorrow?
It's really, I think we can talk about it today. I kind of should have invited Wally to discuss this. I think we can do it at 2. It's the idea we were discussing changing the title. Let me get what Wally suggested to reflect really what we're looking for. It's the Utility Consumer Choice Ordinance.
Instead of regulation ordinance?
Yeah, instead of regulation.
So just changing the title, not anything in the body?
I don't think that there's much in the body. We need to go over that. It's just their intent. Our intent, I think, is to provide choice. We're not regulating rates. We're not regulating fees. That's definitely the PUC's. I see that. Mm-hmm. What we're looking is to afford them, you want to set that rate, but you have to provide an alternative. There has to be an element of choice.
Right, and I've asked that question the other day, and they had no answer. You know, for instance, if you were on the rate averaging thing throughout the year, you only read your meter once a year. Do you get a bill for $36 for that one time a year? Or do you get, but the way it's read now, if you opt out, you're going to get a $36 a month charge. And their other programs don't give them 12 meter reads a year.
It's a shortcoming of what we've got proposed before us right now. So anyway.
And the same thing, if there is, for instance, you want to read your own meter on the back of the thing.
Yeah.
You should be able to do that. And then you shouldn't have to pay $36.
Right.
You know, if you don't want that meter for health reasons or radioactivity reasons or whatever.
Whatever reasons.
But you can opt out of that meter and opt out of the $36 charge by reading your own meter or by going on to the income averaging. And they don't have that anywhere in their proposal at all. That's a question I have.
Are you guys comfortable with that title?
Changing consumer, what was it? Josephine County.
The utility consumer choice ordinance.
Got a pen, sorry.
As well here, maybe you can
just find.
If not, I mean, I'm fine with us talking about it this afternoon.
The challenge is if we were going to amend the agenda already.
Okay.
We're going to remove that element of the presentation.
Oh, amend it to put the title.
It would be really
yep.
nice if we could put the title right.
Okay.
If we have
so you want to talk about this afternoon when we have legal counsel?
I'm talking about it. I want to talk about it right now so that we're sending out the agenda with the change
right. okay.
and
All
the
right.
correct title.
Josephine County Consumer Utility Rate?
Utility Consumer Choice Ordinance.
Utility Consumer.
So we're taking out the element of rates and fees as the driving concept. We're just trying to provide our constituents, their consumers, with choice. You hit the nail on the head. And I think we win every day of the week. We're not regulating rates. That's the PUC. I don't care if it's $100 a month opt-out fee. If somebody wants to pay that, they can.
Let
but
pay.
They have to have the choice.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know, the thing that I've struggled with the whole thing, and talking to Letha from the PUC, she said, well, you're socializing the whole thing over all the ratepayers. And I said, if that's the way you want to call it, then I said, I would look at it different. I would look at it as 36 cents line item on your bill, 36 cents per customer, upgrade to smart meters.
Good morning, sir.
I've heard your comments on this, and we get into regulating rates.
We're not regulating the rates,
right.
But I told her, I said, going,
that would have been a good concept.
Going back would have been the concept, because the person getting the smart meter pays for the smart meter. He gets the upgrade. The person opting out does not. So, but that's all water under the bridge. Where we are right now.
So they thought it was a good idea, your title, so I let you have that credit. I'm just kidding. If it was a bad idea, it was going to be...
Right.
He said Wally brought it up after I talked to him.
Well, I was thinking about it on the tractor this weekend, and I was like, we want to get away from the idea like we're looking to regulate rates and
right.
fees. We're just looking to provide our consumers, our constituents, choice.
Right. Right.
And so he came up with a great title, and I think we're in favor of not providing for a presentation outside of you.
Okay.
And and maybe changing the title. Where are you, Commissioner Morgan?
I was thinking of that. I just saw that Avista is coming down this path as well, and our ordinance says electricity. And if it's a utility... Mm-hmm. choice thing that doesn't need to be amended to also include, I mean, to be any utility versus just electricity. But I don't know that we've had the proper notification time to add a different utility that would be in the same situation of adding smart meters.
You were looking broadly when you started this, or we were, but you're right,
But that's where I was. I was trying to think.
You're okay with that. Now you're on to next.
What makes you think that the Vista is getting ready to do the same thing?
Saw an article.
On Facebook?
I did.
Oh, well, because they just changed all their meter.
A Vista did?
Mm-hmm. Robust, and they did it all at company expense. But maybe they've got an upgrade. Maybe it's already in the meter and they just have to activate it. Could be. I don't know how they work. Have to get Steve Ware.
I know that they have to get within 2 feet of it to check mine because they had to do that this summer on something. Mm-hmm. My neighbors had to have their gas line replaced, and so they had to check to see how it was affecting neighbors as far as access and stuff like that. And so they were in my backyard this summer. Okay, so that's the only thing that I was wondering. I mean, because, I don't know if anything else would need to be amended to under that title, or
we'll scrub it, make sure, but that wouldn't be a substantial change, and we can review those things. You'll make a presentation
yes.
for proposed changes at the beginning of the hearing. I don't think that there's a lot. There's a second whereas that says included in the county's authority is the authority to regulate public utilities within the county, including their provision of services and their rates and fees. We might want to include in that the element of choice. Mm-hmm. A whereas is not binding, and it doesn't, you know, if a court found, no, you don't have the authority to regulate rates and fees, fine. It's not, it doesn't void the entire
I think we need it. So you're saying take out rates and fees?
No, I'm saying leave it in there. It doesn't really matter. I'm saying including the element of services and something about choice.
Okay.
And,
sure.
And that, whereas I think, because that's where we're talking about what we have the authority to do.
Okay.
And I think we have the ability to, you know, regulate a utility to provide for consumer choice, which really the PUC should be doing, but they didn't. Doesn't mean we don't. So.
And the PUC only responded to what was put right in front of them.
They don't have to only do that. They can call a utility in and say, we don't like what you're doing here.
Yes.
They could be petitioned by consumer group to call in the utility and say, hey, we are hearing this. What is your response to that? That is inadequate. We want you to do this. This
might have been different
practice.
If they'd have started with
Michigan,
Joseph County instead
whatever.
Of the rest of the state.
Yeah, so.
Is there any other recommendations as far as?
I don't have any right now. I'll do it with that one.
Okay, so coming out of this, we're going to scratch B on tomorrow's agenda.
A lot of input came in about whether you want to say radio frequency or as opposed to analog. Is there any interest in adjusting that language along the lines?
I thought it was appropriate to have the radio frequency.
There's an analog meter, a digital meter, and then smart meter.
Yes.
Three different meters. The digital still has the ability to put out radio frequency.
One of the benefits of just affording people the opportunity for choice is that you don't have to be an expert in this.
Correct.
Let the consumer do their research, be the expert. So we're affording them whatever it is.
Under 602, you have that it says non-radio frequency meter.
Okay.
So
okay.
You have that language in there.
Okay. Okay.
And they just have to have the ability to read it themselves.
There was a big push for people to have the analog option.
Yes. Yes. That's been a specific thing that's been discussed.
If it's not in there, it probably needs to be amended to just provide for that specific.
Yeah, if it's all about choice, then there we go. That's consistent.
That's
with the
part
rest
of the choice is, do I want an analog meter or a digital meter? I'm going to assume.
Sure.
If I don't want a smart meter, what do I want? I want an analog meter. I don't want the digital meter either. Because I'm going to read it myself.
Right. One of the questions I had is, we were asked regarding, hey, we'll have an answer to you by the end of the month. Pacific Power said they would have some option to us, negotiated thing. Here we are at the end of the month. The presentation to me is not the point to negotiate.
Mm. I didn't get anything. Did you hear from PPNL?
No.
Neither
did I. Well, aside from the letter that they...
Right, provided. Aside from the letter at which they said they're not interested, we don't have authority, so that was it.
Okay.
Where we left off with our meeting, there was...
Play nice.
Yes, there was certainly an interest, at least with the representatives that were here, in re-engaging between now and the at the second reading.
Yeah, that's what I took away from it, that we'll get back to you, and we've got, because we gave, laid out the timeframe, you got 2 weeks to come back for the second reading and then 90 days, and so.
Yeah.
So
Pacific Power has to go back to the PUC at some point during the course of the next year and finalize the rate. And so, for example, one of the options that perhaps could be considered would be not imposing the rate until they actually come up with a final number. And we aren't necessarily just talking Josephine County, we were, I think, talking statewide. So there was these kinds of options that were where we left off with Pacific Power.
Mm-hmm. We just have a lot of unanswered
questions. Well, I know a lot of people who've said that if it weren't for the fee, they would have opted out.
Yes.
I would.
And they were afraid of...
I can't afford $36 a month just for you to have a smart meter, Pacific Power. That's ridiculous. But I could definitely do the average rate thing at the ranch and, you know...
That's what that thing is custom designed for.
I forgot to declare in this meeting. I did opt out.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. So I forgot to say that because I did it after the last hearing.
Really?
Yep. Sorry.
Ironically, when I went back to the ranch on Friday, the power was out at the ranch. So I called the neighbors, you know, hey, how's it going? Is your power out? Nope. And we get it right from, you know, the neighbor that said, well, that's interesting. I wonder if there's, you know, some on purpose. You poked the beast, Simon. And it's no wonder they turned your power off. It's been real.
I don't think they have, the smart meter does not give you the capability of shutting your power off.
Smart grids would eventually, and I think it starts with a smart
meter. They said that in the presentation.
How?
They have the ability through the electric system to say off.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And a button. They said that in our presentation.
And with smart appliances coming out eventually, a smart grid technology, I mean, this is stuff that's on the books.
They would have to have about a 250 amp contactor inside that meter, and that is not possible.
It seems like there'd be something, but anyway, it turns out it was just a gray squirrel that, you know, it was right there on the ground. There was no denying it. The guy that came out, nicest guy in the world, local guy, and I'm going to make a point about that we're talking about this. Any kind of negative connotation that I've had about public Pacific Power is only at the highest level.
Right, it's not the local
executive
people.
It's not the local people. Those guys are salt of the earth and gals. You know, can't say enough.
They go to work every day.
Yeah.
Keeping
in
the power
terrible conditions year round. There are parts of
trees
our
trees blow down.
They're
on
people.
It. They're working 24/7 to get us back.
That's not what I'm.
They ride for the brand.
Anyway, well, we'll scrub it and take a look.
Okay, so we're going to scrub B. We should probably fire off some sort of a
heads up.
I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Well, and part of it for me was that they said that we would be negotiating, and I'm curious where their negotiations are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I'll iterate that to them.
Okay. So you're gonna respond to PP&L to this Scott Bolton?
Yes.
Senior Vice President of Exer. Senior Vice President. That's not bad.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else for this real quick meeting? I will not be here for the 11 o'clock. Can you handle that, Commissioner Morgan?
Mm-hmm.
I'd appreciate that. I have to go to the airport. And
though it is one of your projects is there as well, airport.
Yeah.
What's that?
There's an airport presentation.
Are you familiar with that?
Am I familiar with it? I don't know. Mr. Hartman came in and talked to, I don't know what Mr. Hartman's talk, because it's proof that's on the property for the smoke jumpers.
I'm just talking, I'm only negotiating the sale. I haven't really done much on the house.
We
haven't either.
On the...
No, nothing.
The last time I met with
Harold.
Harold
Hartman?
No.
Oh.
With Larry. And I'm okay with them doing the refurbishing and repurposing the house, because Jason will have an office in the house instead of being up in the parachute loft at the cooking. He gets an air-conditioned office. It will be his office. It's right next to his house. I have no problem with them, the smoke jumpers, repurposing the little house. It is outside of their footprint that they either want to lease or buy.
Right.
And as far as, you know, my vote is to lease it to them, not sell it to them. The smoke jumper property.
Yeah, that's another
deal.
Right.
As far as repurposing the house, I think Larry's okay with repurposing the house. I'm okay with repurposing the house.
It's community development.
What's that?
Community development is who had stipulations on it must be torn down. So that might be a department that would have to be followed up. Okay.
What is the buy-in? So what I understood is the estimate was like $35,000 to tear the doggone thing down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we do that, they're not contributing to that. So it's just all on us. We're eating that $35,000. Can we meet them in the middle if their cost for renovations?
We haven't discussed whether or not we own a participation or any part of that $35,000 that it would cost us anyway. If we want to, I think it would be a symbol of good faith if we said, yeah, we'll put $15,000 towards repurposing because we're going to get some benefit out of it,
right,
with our airport guy having
and
his
savings,
office there.
Fiscal, you know.
And it's an asset.
Anything less than $35,000 and we're ahead, I think.
It's still an asset that still goes with the airport as long as it's brought up to
yeah.
code and everything. I'll entertain anything you guys want. I'm okay with, the, you know, if it's $35,000, maybe we do half. $17,500 and we
something
give
like
that,
that
to them. We
okay.
give that to them to kind of give them a
Here's
boost.
Here's the material cost.
It's one, another example of buy-in from the commissioners sparks interest in the group to get it done. Now that we have a dog in the fight, we've kind of become partners. We have a say, a little bit of say, if we
yeah.
give them $17,500.
One of the things that I've heard real quick is that what the smoke jumpers do sometimes is not always perfect. Well, I always want to look inside and say, what is it that we do at the county that's perfect? I mean, we probably, if you look at the outside of this building, that stuff is just press board, really, with a facade on it.
Coating.
Yeah, that gets wet. There's no place in the nation to go buy another one of these press bricks. So, you know, I've gotten some pictures of things that maybe aren't 100% stellar that the smoke jumpers have done. Our infrastructure is not maintained to the nth degree at a stellar.
Well,
we want to push for it on
exactly.
both sides.
Aspire to it.
Yes.
But to hold it, to look a gift horse in the mouth or look at somebody else's yard and say, well, your landscaping isn't that great. Well, sometimes our landscaping
well,
isn't that great.
I still would envision us having a smoke jumper base out there, an active firefighting thing.
I think we'd build a new one. You know, that one's.
I hear you. But if everything's
historic.
Tied up in historic and museum,
yeah.
do we lose that it is an active airport? I never want to lose the component of the history there and what we've done. But I also have seen what modern museums do to look at the history while doing new and fresh. And so finding that balance. But.
Well, I don't, not like say, I going back to the little house, I have no problem with it staying right there.
Good.
Larry doesn't have a problem with it staying right there. I expressed to Larry that these fights are over.
Yep.
Let's move on. Let's get it going.
Yep.
Whatever we're gonna do, let's get it.
Good.
You know, let's
Good.
Get that.
Okay.
Get the. We've decided to reline the pond out there and get this doggone thing going. Marta's sitting there waving $250,000. She gets more frustrated every time. And I think we've got a plan out there. You know, the Water Master had an idea.
Great idea.
And great idea how to fill the pond. My problem with an open pond was evaporation rate in the summertime. You got two pumps at 4 gallons a minute. A piece, you wouldn't be able to keep that thing full. And its electricity bill would just kill us. But if we can divert the ditch over there
mm-hmm.
with a partial water right from across the road, which seems to be an option that they're talking about, they, meaning the Water Master, and I can't remember the name of the company that bought across the road.
Okay.
Anyway, Edge Water or Edge, something like that. Anyway, and they were talking back and forth that might be an option. If that is, and we fill the pond in the summertime off of an irrigation ditch with a partial water right, and in the wintertime, rain will keep it full. So, I think we'll be okay. We'll be using
it. Work.
We'll be, I think it'll work, but let's get it going. Let's get these things done and off of our plate so we can move on. We spent totally 2 years we've been talking about it. When Commissioner Morgan was out there, and I'm, man, it's the same thing comes up over and over and over again. Let's
because there's three of us.
Pull
so
the trigger.
Prior to you coming on board, the objective of the board was different. This is what I always wanted to be,
yeah.
is repurpose that building. But the previous board wanted to tear it down. And I'm like, you don't spend $35,000 and get nothing
out of
it.
Have empty hands.
What did you actually do?
Yeah.
You didn't accomplish anything.
Well, I, you know, like I said, I think, you know, and kudos to Harold for coming up with, hey, let's get Jason out of that parachute locker upstairs under a tin roof in the summertime and put him in something that's got some air conditioning.
The pilot's lounge is what will make that airport,
you
know, it's already an asset. But what do you do when you land? Where do you go? What do you do to hang out?
Nowhere.
There's nowhere.
Yeah.
Somebody's office, a hangar? That's not comfortable.
No.
Some chairs.
So I think Harold has done a tremendous amount of work along that line, and I think he's reached a sweet spot there with me, has anyway. But I'm okay. I was saying tear it all down because I've seen the shape of the building. But if they seem to think they can bring that back up to code, why should I stand in their way?
No, it'll be fine.
I have a 9 o'clock, so.
I have a 9:30. So, I have anything else on this? So we've got direction.
Yes.
We're ready to send it out. It's 9.
Okay.
We're good. Okay. Welcome back.
Thanks.
We're adjourned at 8:56.